The Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com. And from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be featuring the music of the American singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer, and activist, the amazing Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder. That's his composition called I Wish from his album Songs in the Key of Life, released in 1976. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's show is about Stevie Wonder, the classic years. You know, it's really wonderful to be able to do this program for you. And I really like to focus on singer-songwriters, which was kind of a phenomena that began in the 60s, you know, where the person that wrote the song was the same person that sang it. And Stevie Wonder is a little bit younger than a lot of the artists that I feature in my program. What he has in common with them all is that all the music that I bring to you really begins in the 60s. Because let's face it, that's when I started to listen to music and collect records. The difference with Stevie Wonder is that he was only 11 years old in 1961. When he's introduced to Berry Gordy, who's the CEO of Motown Records. And that's when he signs his first recording contract. So, you know, Stevie Wonder, born in 1950 in Michigan, when he's 4 years old, his mom leaves her husband and takes her children and moves to Detroit. And when Stevie Wonder was born, he was born prematurely. And because of that, there were some complications. And he was blind from his infancy onwards. So there he is in Detroit. And he's a member of the church choir as a young man. He starts playing instruments at a really early age, piano, especially harmonica, drums, and bass. As a kid. So a friend of the family's who's a member of the Miracles finally takes Stevie Wonder to be introduced to Berry Gordy, and he signs him to the Motown Tamla label, and he calls him Little Stevie Wonder. So at 13 years old, Stevie Wonder has his very first major hit. It's a 1963 single, and it's a live recording of a Motortown Revue performance, and it was issued on the album called The 12-Year-Old Genius, okay? This is his first pop song at 13 years old, and Marvin Gaye is playing drums. So we're going to be listening to this, Fingertips Part 2. This is the beginning of a period in his life when he was part of the Motown studio. Motown had a very unusual formula in that they had a set studio of songwriters and performers, and that was the pool of talent that all the music that came out of Motown. I actually had a friend, Michael Carvin, was a drummer at Motown in those years, and he said it was a 9-to-5 job. They all had IDs, and they'd drive up to the gates, and they'd show their ID to the guard, and then they'd get in, you know, and it wasn't like a 9-to-5 job. So there's Stevie Wonder. Berry Gordy was a strong leader, and I think that Stevie Wonder felt like he wanted a little bit more control, creative control over his music. But we're going to be listening to a couple of songs from that Motown phase. Let's listen to Fingertips, his first hit. And then we're going to listen to another song, I Was Made to Love Her. And these early Motown songs are not credited to Stevie Wonder alone. He shares the songwriting credits. And on that song, I Was Made to Love Her, he shares the songwriting credits with his mother, Lula Hardaway, which I think is really interesting. There was actually two songs that he was very famous for that his mom shared the songwriting credits with him. I Was Made to Love Her and also Sign, Seal, Deliver, I'm Yours. So let's listen to these two early Motown releases from Stevie Wonder. Fingertips, followed by I Was Made to Love Her, Stevie Wonder, Motown.
Just So goodbye.
Stevie Wonder, I was made to love her. Stevie Wonder, you know, he started his career in Motown, and he has had an amazing, legendary career. You know, he's recorded more than 30 top 10 hits. He's received 22 Grammy Awards in his lifetime, the most ever awarded to a male solo artist. So that last song we heard was I Was Made to Love Her. He was 17 years old when he recorded and released that song. And before that, we heard another Motown single called Fingertips. He's 13. Did you hear that harmonica playing? When he was a young musician, he was really known for his harmonica style. But as he grew and matured, he became more well known for his keyboard style and, of course, his amazing singing. So he's got this Motown contract, and when he reaches his 21st birthday, May 13th, 1971, he lets his contract expire. And he's not really happy about it. You know, he waits for two more years, and he works independently. And he signs to Motown again in 1972. But it's amazing. He's got a 120-page contract. And he demands full creative control over all of his music. And he wants the rights to his own songs. And he gets a much higher royalty rate than had ever previously been given to a Motown artist. So this begins what I call the classic period for Stevie Wonder. And, I mean, with such a long legendary career, there's no way in a single hour program that I can really do justice to the entire breadth and scope of his musical output. So on today's program, we're really going to be focusing on what I consider the classic period, 1972 through 1976, culminating with the amazing album Songs in the Key of Life. All right, my name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So, okay, the beginning of the classic period, 1972, he releases his first album under this new contract called Music of My Mind. And the main difference is, when he was with Motown previously, it was all about singles and hits. You know, there's the A side, there's the B side, and it's all singles and maybe some covers and stuff. And he's even writing songs for other bands. But beginning in March 72, he has a whole new concept on his albums, and they become full-length statements. The entire album is written as like an entire program where the songs flow together and they thematically hold together. Right after the Music on My Mind, he releases in the fall of 1972, he releases the album Talking Book. And there's two really, really famous songs from this album, Superstition and You Are the Sunshine of My Life. We're going to be listening to You Are the Sunshine of My Life in just a minute. The reason that those songs, one of the reasons that album and those songs became so popular is in that same year, Stevie Wonder opened on the Rolling Stones American tour in 1972. Stevie Wonder was the opening act. And that really helped rocket him into stardom with the Superstition and You Are the Sunshine of My Life. And between those two songs, he won 3 Grammy Awards. The next album he released is called Inner Visions, and we're going to be listening to a song called Higher Ground from the Inner Visions album. This is the beginning where he starts to make more political statements in his songs. Not only does he write beautiful love songs and ballads, but he writes really deep lyrics, and he has a lot of political and social commentary in a lot of his music. After the Inner Vision album, he releases Fulfillingness First Finale in 1974, and we're going to listen to a song from that album called You Haven't Done Nothing. And this is a political protest song aimed at Richard Nixon. All right, so we're going to be hearing songs from these three albums. We're going to be starting with You Are the Sunshine of My Life, followed by Higher Ground, and then You Haven't Done Nothing, Stevie Wonder.
That's why I'll always be around.
Stevie Wonder, You Haven't Done Nothing. That was his protest song aimed at Richard Nixon. All right, this is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. You know, WJFF will carry NPR's live anchored coverage of the United States midterm elections from 9 p.m. to midnight tonight. During this time, regular programming will be preempted. So tune in tonight to listen to the midterm election returns here on WJFF. All right, back to Now and Then. Today's show, I'm focusing on Stevie Wonder in his classic years from 1972 through 1976. And we just heard three songs. We started out with The Sunshine of My Life, from his Talking Book in 1972. And then we heard Higher Ground from his Inner Vision album. And in 1973, he got the Grammy Award for the Album of the Year for that Inner Vision album. And then we heard You Haven't Done Nothing from his Fulfillingness First Finale. And in 1974, he got the also got the Grammy Award for Album of the Year for that album in 1974. So it's kind of funny, in 1975, Paul Simon gets the Grammy Album of the Year that year for Still Crazy After All These Years. And when Paul Simon makes his acceptance speech for the Grammy Album of the Year, he makes a joke and he thanks Stevie Wonder for not releasing an album that year. That's kind of funny because, you know, Stevie Wonder had a run. And after that, in 1976, Stevie Wonder releases, I think, his crowning achievement, the amazing double LP, Songs in the Key of Life. You know, it's like one of the most accomplished albums of the century. It's just an amazing recording. I love this album, and I would like to play some tracks for you from this record. Before I do, Stevie released a rather large booklet with this album, and he has a beautiful statement that he makes. I'll read you this statement, and then I'll be playing a track from the album called I Am Singing, which is in three languages, first in Zulu, and then in Spanish, and then in English. But let me read the statement that Stevie Wonder makes. You know, he wasn't born Stevie Wonder. His legal name is Steveland Hardaway Morris. And he writes about himself. So these are Stevie Wonder's words from the liner notes on Songs in the Key of Life. This is a little bit long, but I'd like to read it to you because it's just an amazing statement that he makes. This is from 1976, Stevie Wonder. I've never considered myself an orator nor a politician, only a person who was fortunate enough, thanks to all of you, to become an artist, given a chance to express the way he feels, and hopefully the feelings of many other people. It is to me a fact that Stevie Wonder is that temporary someone of myself. Even though we have come to know each other very well and realized, because of who he is, the many doors that have been opened may have been closed to myself, Steveland Morris. It is important that you do note permanently in your mind that I do take not a second for granted, For I do believe it is that Stevie Wonder is the necessary vehicle on which Steve Land Morris must be carried on his mission to spread love mentalism. In every album that I have and shall do, it is not my goal for that to be better than that and the next to succeed the others, but only that I do and give the best I can at the time of my doing and giving, and that only happens because of the dis or satisfaction that made me want to be a better someone. Songs in the Key of Life is only a conglomerate of thoughts in my subconscious that my maker decided to give me the strength, the love plus love minus hate equal love energy, making it possible for me to bring my consciousness an idea. An idea, to me, is a formed thought in the subconscious, the unknown and sometimes sought for impossibles, but when believed strong enough can become a reality. So let it be that I shall live the idea of the song and use its words as my sight into the unknown. But believe positive tomorrow, and I shall sow when in evil darkness smile up at the sun, and it shall to me, as if I were a pyramid, give me the key in which I am to sing. And if it is a key that you too feel, may you join and sing with me.
I am singing, someday love will rain throughout. WJFF is seeking donations for its annual music sale on Saturday, November 20th. We welcome anything musical, CDs, LPs, sheet music, books, musical instruments, vintage radios, and good quality audio and electronic equipment in working order. To donate, call WJFF at 845-482-4141 or email adam at wjffradio.org.
All right, we just heard Stevie Wonder's song, I Am Singing, from his Songs in the Key of Life album. That received, of course, the Grammy Album of the Year in 1976. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, Radio Catskill. You know, Stevie Wonder, he's been a very politically active person. He was very involved in the Barack Obama campaign. You know, Obama was interviewed by Rolling Stone, and they asked him, you know, who his musical heroes are. And this is what Barack had to say. If I had one, it would have to be Stevie Wonder. When I was just at that point where you start getting involved in music, Stevie Wonder had that run with Music of My Mind, Talking Book, Fulfillingness First Finale, Inner Visions, and then Songs in the Key of Life. Those are as brilliant a set of five albums as we've ever seen. So that's what Barack Obama had to say. And, you know, those are the records that we're listening to on today's show, the classic years. I'm in a total agreement with him. You know, when Obama accepted the nomination for the president at the Democratic National Convention, Stevie Wonder performed at the Invesco Field in Mile High, Denver, in 2008, and then he also performed at the inaugural celebration for Obama in January 2009 at the Lincoln Memorial. He performed the song Brand New Day with Sting. He also performed at the one of the 10 inaugural balls honoring President Barack Obama. And then in 2009, he became the second recipient of the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize for Pop Music, honored again by President Barack Obama at the White House. So we're going to be listening to some more songs from this incredible album, the pinnacle, in my opinion, his crowning achievement, Songs in the Key of Life. We're going to hear three more tracks from this incredible album by Stevie Wonder. We'll start with Knocks Me Off My Feet, followed by Pastime Paradise, and then the beautiful Summer Soft. Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life.
I see us in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from our hearts told only to the wind, spelled even without being said. I don't wanna bore you with my trouble, but there's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. There's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. Knocks me off my feet. I don't wanna go. You
is of my mind, and I reach out for the part of me that lives in you that only our two hearts can find. But I don't wanna bore you with my trouble. But there's something about your love that makes me. Spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Been wasting most of their time glorifying days long gone behind. Been wasting most of their days in remembrance of ignorance so disgraced. Tell me who of them will come. Consolation, segregation, dispensation, isolation, exploitation, mutilation, mutation, miscreation, confirmation to the evils of the world. And spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. And spending most of their lives. Sorrows lost from time. They keep telling of the day when the Savior of love will come to stay. Tell me who of them will come to be. How many of them are you and me? Proclamation, grace, relation, consolation, integration, verification of revelation, acclamation for salvation, vibration, stimulation, confirmation to peace of the world. They've been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their life living in a future paradise. They've been spending most of their life living in a future paradise. We've been spending too much of our lives living in a past time paradise. Let's start living on life, living for the future paradise. Change
summer soft. Wakes you up with a kiss to start the morning off. In the midst of herself playing Santa Claus, she brings gifts through her breeze. Morning rain gently plays her ribbons on the window pane, giving you no clue of when she plans to change, to bring rain or sunshine. And so you wait to see what she'll do.
Songs in the Key of Life, the brilliant singer-songwriter, the American Stevie Wonder. You know, what a lifetime, what an amazing career. Today's program, we just were focusing on those classic years like 72 through 76. But he has continued to perform, and he's a genius. He's one of the most amazing musicians alive today. How does somebody become that kind of person? You know, I read that long quote. He's got such a deep heart, and he's so positive. He lost his mother in May of 2006. She died. She was 76 years old. And he made a quote at the time, he decided that he wanted to make a decision and to begin touring again after he lost his mom. And what he said was, quote, "I want to take all the pain that I feel and celebrate and turn it around." That's an amazing statement. That kind of wraps it up for Stevie Wonder and who he is and how he has approached his life. He's a prolific songwriter. He's received 22 Grammy Awards, more than any other male solo artist. Let's listen to one track from a 2005 release, a studio album called A Time to Love. This is called So What the Fuss, and it was released in 2005, and it features Prince on guitar and backing vocals from En Vogue. Here we go, Stevie Wonder from his 2005 album, So What the Fuss.
Baby!
What?
Turn on my mic.
All right.
One, two, three.
Okay.
Prince, pop it. Yeah, let's see one. Hey, boys, y'all ready?
We gon' get it.
If I'm caught in the dance party without my dancing shoes and everybody dances on my back beat, shame on me. If I'm out of my business, just doing the right thing, and you try to find me off in the street, shame on you. If a family's waiting for that special blessing to come their way, but they ain't trying to get on their knees and pray, shame on them. And if we live in a time where every nation's fighting around the world, yeah, we can all agree that peace is the way, shame on us.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program, the music of Stevie Wonder. Tune in next week. Thanks for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59. It's about 55 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York.